Brittany and Jax are engaged. And Lisa's doing beer punks and Sheena bought a penguin. I don't know what the hell's going on, but we're breaking it down.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, I love it.
We're not even on the same level. We're like all on ecstasy. We're at the same party, but on a different drug right now. Oh. Yeah. Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. It is the finale, you guys. We finally made it. 20 weeks later, and we're here. And Jax and Brittany are still engaged, like they were in the premiere. But we are celebrating it now. There's so much that happened, not just on tonight's episode of Vanderpump Rules, but in the world. 50 Cent is like living his best Vanderpump Rules life right now and is calling out Randall Emmett, and I'm living for every single second of it. So we have so much to spill in tea time. And then we have a final pumptini of the season that we're going to be crowning at the end of this. But before we dive deep into all of that, I'm Zach Peter, and I can't do this without my lovely panel of ladies. First up, I have Sarah Serio. I don't have any rhymes today, guys.
Hi, guys.
And then we have Rivette Soro.
Hi.
And she brought in candy, so I'm loving her. She's my candy girl, Kate Thompson.
Hello. Maybe that's why I have so much
candy
energy.
Girl.
Oh, yes. Ooh. You're in such a songstress mood today.
I'm like in a mood. Like, we're all in a mood. So get
it's
ready,
a
guys.
Vibe.
Maybe turn the volume down because it might get a little wild.
It's a vibe. Clarence K in the live chat says that she's watching Watch What Happens Live, and they're showing reunion clips. So, Clarence, please weigh in the live chat. Mm-hmm. And give us the tea.
Can't wait.
So please. Good.
So, overall thoughts from this week's finale. Did it feel like a finale? I feel like a lot of people in the live chat and a lot of people on Twitter were saying, didn't feel like a finale.
Well, why? You don't know their reasons. But, I mean, I was fine with it.
I think because we're so used to, like, Tom punching people and, like drama.
Yeah. But it's nice to not have it, right?
I do feel, I feel like the whole season we've been saying they've matured. So, like, I don't feel like any of that would have happened. And, I mean, they left the best people out, which is, like, well-deserved, Raquel and Billie Lee and all of them. Well, Raquel was kind of in it. But
she had a moment.
It was good. Like, everyone contributed to this episode.
Yeah, everyone had a moment.
I loved it.
Except for Katie. I mean, she was in it with the Tom
thing.
She was
in it in, like, a positive way, so it was, like, good, you know? Snore.
Roll eyes.
Rivette,
snore.
I feel like you have some feelings.
Yeah, I don't know. It was kind of underwhelming for me. Like, I want the drama. I feel like I wish James was invited to the engagement party. I wish he, like, made a scene. That's so selfish. It's so bad to say. But, like, I just wanted, like, something else to happen. The most we got was, like, Sheena having a meltdown.
I wish, to piggyback off that, I wish James would have gotten drunk and then just crashed the engagement party. Like, ooh,
that would have been,
like,
a finale.
Perfect.
Like,
him in therapy, though. Something about that therapist. Just want to pop her in the face. Just a quick little... She was like, and now I'm going to say more words and they're not going to go anywhere. Like, her voice was so monotone. Like, if that was my therapist, I would be like, I can't.
I like her more than Jax's therapist. Jax's therapist just, how does that make you feel?
Do you think
like,
they pay?
I can't.
Do you think, like, Vanderpump Rules, like, fronts the therapy bill? And that's probably. Why, like, they're just these weird people that we don't like, really?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, yeah, because, like, none of the therapists have been great.
No, they really haven't. Except for the one that was, like, hot and Jason was connecting with.
Kelsey.
The Reiki.
The Reiki chick.
Specialist.
Gotta open them chakras. Open them right up.
He's like, I'll open you wide up.
Ew!
I mean, and I'm sure he did.
It sparkles out.
Damn! I don't know he did it.
It's sparkly.
I don't think he did. She was gross.
She was just not, like, I think she was just very woo-woo, and, like, it was just a bit much.
We love a woo-woo moment.
It's too much.
It was a little too much for me. Were you guys disappointed in the Ariana LVP moment?
Can we
please talk about that?
Why did that continue
so
this
many
week?
Thoughts?
And she never stopped. It was like LVP would give her something, and then she's like, yeah, but I'm just going to keep talking about this. And she's like, yeah, but this. And she's like, I'm just going to keep saying the same thing over and over again, and then I'm going to cry. Like, what is your problem? You and your cute dress. Shut up. Come on.
Seriously. No, there was no need for any of it.
Mm-mm.
No need. Like, I mean, Lisa had a valid point. They have a playful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck was what was Ariana seeing? Like, I don't, it just honestly made no sense. And she needed to stop.
I feel like
she needs to be like Adam and Sheena. Just stop. Stop it.
Really trying. I'm being Ariana in this. I'm just going to keep on trying.
Keep going,
girl. I feel
girl.
Like she's seeing what everybody is seeing in Beverly Hills. That like, oh, I'm just joking. It's a joke. Even though it's really offensive, it's just a joke. And I think that's what she's sick of, is that.
I can agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. But I genuinely do feel like that is their relationship, though. Mm-hmm. Where, if you know, on Beverly Hills and in other relationships, it's not like that.
True.
But with Tom and Tom, they're not taking it seriously, so why should anyone else?
But I think they are taking it seriously. Like, I think they want to take it seriously, but the whole...
I just meant the comment.
Oh, they're not taking the comment seriously.
Yes, they want to be taken seriously, but just like the comment that she said that Ariana was driving home. It's like, I think that was just her being playful.
Yeah, if they don't care that much, then like, why should Ariana?
Well, even when Ariana brought it up to Tom earlier in the relationship, or earlier in the episode, he didn't seem so on board with her talking to LVP, but he's not going to tell her no, because he knows what's going to happen if he does that to her.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I just thought we left that whole... that whole moment last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she talked, she vented to, like, Stassi, and they were all at the table at TomTom about it. And I did not think she was going to go up to Lisa. I just couldn't take her seriously. And Lisa was even like, oh, it's, like, playful. Like, Lisa couldn't even take it seriously. She was just like, oh, like, that's just how it is. Like, I don't know.
However,
so annoying.
If I said to my boss, I respect you so much, and then they said, I hope you do, I'd be like, oh, man.
Fired.
But, like, what? I just said
you're
it.
Fired.
Like, why would she be like, oh, yeah, I hope you do. But I just, like, oh, it was a little shady on elevator. I'm so done with her.
Yeah, you just have to know that that's her.
I think she's just a shady person, and she is always going to throw some type of shade. She's always going to throw a jab. It's part of her British humor.
I'm so sick of British humor.
I know.
Damn, I can't relate. You guys are all, like, coming from, like... Beverly Hills Housewives.
No, I watch it, though.
You have to. What are you doing? It is so great.
No, I know, but I don't, like, know her, like, super shady
side. No, but I watch it, though. I don't, like, she's shady, but it's, like, just accept that's who she is and, like... Don't dwell on it.
No, but she's impossible to be friends with. Oh, I could go on about this for like 13 hours.
But
y'all.
Ariana, like, is not her friend. Like, I can't compare Ariana to like a Beverly Hills housewife.
That's very
true.
But
this also like didn't affect Ariana. Like, Ariana brought this up, and it was like,
weird.
Like, it had nothing to do with you, and she took it personal. As like it was a jab at her because it was a stretch.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I think Ariana maybe didn't see that she really had a storyline this season.
Mm.
And so she just needed to continue something that was like a little bit juicy
or
that involved LVP. So she just needed to keep drilling this home.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
She's also shady for the fact that she said some girls showed their love by throwing a Beauty and the Beast themed wedding. I stand up for my... That was like, wait, what are you doing? Like, that was, like, you're at her engagement party. Like, that was subtle shade to Brittany, I think. And every other girl who, like, wants to get married. I didn't like that.
See, like, I can kind of, like, you know, if you tilt your head and you squint your eyes, like, I can kind of see Ariana's point, like, just a little bit. But, like, I just don't... What's the
but
word?
No.
Care?
Mm.
There it is.
Yeah.
Summed it up.
We don't care.
Yes, it is. But I don't care about you guys, because we love when you guys continue to comment, even when you shade us in the comments. We love it. We love when you weigh in the live chat. Norvette, what else do we love?
We love, if you are on YouTube, we love when you subscribe to us, when you give us a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
If you are on iTunes, we love when you give us 5 stars. And wherever you're watching or listening, we love when you give us comments, like Zach said, whether they're good, shady, bad, we see them, we love them, and we love you. And we want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And I can't believe this is the last week.
I know, the finale, you guys.
Wild.
Well, we normally do shout-outs for people that leave comments on iTunes, but this week we're not going to do that. Because, if you follow us on Instagram, you'll know that Rivette and I got to meet Stassi this past week on her book tour.
I'm so jealous. My gosh.
Congrats to Stassi for making the New York Times bestseller list for her Next Level Basic book. And I actually... Like, people listen and watch our show, you guys. And, at the event, they were like, oh, my God, I love the after show. And so,
are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Cool.
How fun. fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
I mean, it was really fun. I was, like, a little awkward because I was, like, trying to hide. I was like, don't recognize me, please. No, I'm kidding.
No, that's so cool.
No, but I do have to shout out Trendy Tees. I told her I would give her a shout out because she was so excited. Aww. And she came up to me and she's like, I listen to you guys every Tuesday morning. She listens on iTunes. So I was like, girl, give us a 5-star review. I think she said yes. She did.
Hey, girl.
Aww.
Hey, girl. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah. We love you guys, whether you're shading us in the comments or leaving us 5 stars on iTunes or saying hi to us in real life.
Yeah. How fun. That's so, so sweet. Fun.
You know what else is fun and sweet, though, you guys?
What?
Buying people penguins.
Oh, it is. You know, the gift of the year. Just a little something I picked up at the store. Yeah. You know? What?
Let's talk about that because I have a lot of that too.
But also, somebody buy me a penguin. Like, I'm here for it. Like, let's do it.
But did he ever get it?
No. She gonna be visiting spot by herself.
She brought the certificate to the engagement party.
You guys.
She was waving it around while her tears streamed down her face. It was too much.
To wipe the tears.
Self-confidence was just below the gravel.
The way that fight went down, just the way she was with him, the way she was grabbing him, the things she was saying.
The things she was saying.
Just like, she said, wait, do you love me? And he was like, no. She's like, answer the question. And so he just had. Me? And then she was like, but do you love, wait, so you don't love me? Wait, you don't love, she couldn't believe it. She was like, you don't love me?
She couldn't believe it, which blew my mind after had being married before.
Like,
and for it not to be in a relationship and you are just so-called best friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just like, it was so mind-blowing. My mind is still outside. It's not on me because it's just gone.
You can't talk about...
I know.
She can't, like, talk about how much she enjoyed this date with this guy and then sit down with Adam and expect him to be like, you know what? Yeah, I want to be your boyfriend after somebody else was just literally in between your legs. Like, that's not appeasing to a guy. But yes, no, he shouldn't have any say in it because he said, like, I don't know what I want, so she should go and do whatever. But the way she goes about it is, like, really not where it's at.
The way she tried to justify it, like, I did this so that you could realize that you have feelings for me. Because if I didn't, you never would have spoken up. It was just so stupid. She was grabbing onto him.
Oh, like, it was like this weird, like, I was like, can you stop?
Hug me.
Like, the hug me. The love me, hug me.
The love me, hug me. Stop. Don't do this. Stop. Look at me.
Like, what?
Stop.
He's like, I need to walk away. And she's
holding
on.
I think she was drunk and high.
She was drunk for sure, but...
She had to have been high because she was just like not like there, you know?
My favorite was when she was on the dance floor, like moving side to side and crying and talking about it still. She
with
was
like
dancing.
Mama too. Yeah. Like, all of the cuts were great
with her.
I was
like,
her.
Sheena.
I just feel like she's had enough life experiences that she could be better in these moments. Mm-hmm. Not great, just an ounce
better.
But I think like he's gay.
And but like, I also think, well, she even says that because she's talking about how this other guy went down on her.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And then how he didn't want
to. He won't go down on her. Like,
and Stassi was appalled.
I mean,
as
yeah.
we all would be.
I'm not going to have a boyfriend that's not going to go down on me. It's just not going down.
It's a thing.
So,
yeah.
Like, no. I don't know. But she's just desperate. But also, I'm just going to interrupt you and not let you talk at all. But when you were like,
you
she has enough
be,
life
I'm cool. I'm
experience. I don't think she's actually learned from any of her life experience.
100%.
She just sees it as like, I'm a little angel. I've done everything right. He had a problem. I can't deal with it. I'm going to date all these hot gay guys now. I don't really know what she's doing.
She like threw a fit and had an attitude, guns a-blazing from the get-go. It wasn't going to go anywhere.
Mm-mm.
And then Adam, granted, sure, was it in the contract that he had to go to this engagement party and act all pissy? Maybe. But just, like, be an adult. Like, don't act all gross and have Tom come up to you and be like, hey, man, like, what's up? What's, like, what's wrong? And he's like, nothing. It's like, we're not 11. We're not, like, in the corner.
This was a setup to have Adam on the show next season.
I mean,
it was totally a setup.
We don't need it.
we saw him last season as just, like, a bar back in a couple of, like, B-roll shots. Yeah. And last season I did say, I bet you anything they're going to try to loop him in. That's why they're showing us so many B-roll shots of him last year. And now here we are seeing him and he's getting more and more camera time. And the fact that they worked him so hard into the finale.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to have him at the reunion. But I think that because Billy Lee and Raquel just aren't working, they're going to try to bring him in and hopefully have something with him. And he figures, like, I just have to keep up this straight act to stay on the show.
And then maybe in an episode he'll be like, surprise.
No, then he'll get like close to James and then they can like,
oh my God.
You know, when production stops rolling, they can go in the closet and like do their thing.
You think James is gay?
You haven't known this about
Zach? Have we not?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
We've had this conversation.
Yeah, we've had this conversation multiple times.
God. Are you sure he's on the panel so far? Because you had a few shows without me in the beginning, because no, I wouldn't like, have remembered
Zach has
this.
Zach been pretty vocal about it.
I had no... I don't see it, but I've also had a gay boyfriend, and I had no idea. So I mean,
You had a gay boyfriend?
Yeah, I'm not totally positive he's straight, so...
Oh, you just said he was gay.
I told you, I'm like afraid I'm Sheena.
Do you
not
remember the Logan storyline from last year?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yes. Oh my God!
That's true. That is true. But
wow.
I don't.
All the memories Katie, are flooding back.
Katie's mind was blown too, and it's coming back in here.
Maybe that's why it's Raquel, because she's just so
oblivious.
So she's oblivious.
She's not going to question anything like that.
She's going to be like, "That's normal if your boyfriend doesn't go down on you." But also, it's a British thing.
She's working at Sir now. So, like,
okay,
she's not going anywhere.
Tea time.
Oh, shoot. I'm so sorry.
Damn it.
You were like, well, Raquel's not working, but I was going to say, but she's literally working. I should just turn my mic off, get on the couch, and
we're like
shut
Game
up.
Of Thrones.
Spoiler.
No, I'm on season 4. Do not.
I don't watch the show.
Okay, great.
You know who dies?
No, they all do
all
apparently,
of them.
Though.
I don't know.
Jesus.
Yeah, because obviously with James and Raquel going out on that date that we saw tonight, and James was the one asking Raquel, oh my God, so you think we're going to get married? Like, he was the one acting like how the girl normally acts, and Raquel was just there like...
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you really think we are going to get married?
He's like, oh, I just had sex with some girl last night, but like, I'm so happy you think this. Or guy. I don't know.
Or,
you know, it was a fun night. And there was both.
It's questionable.
Mm.
And, hey, live your life.
Did he really think he was going to get an employee discount? Do you think that's why
he
went?
That was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, like, they made her say that on camera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was just, like, one more jab to him that I was just, like, it's like, you didn't need to say it, but you did.
And she was like, we're understaffed, so I'm going to be serving you. But I bet that was just because she didn't want to actually give him.
She's probably going to bring in the storyline for Raquel.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Because women are, like, so involved in the workplace. I lost it when she said that.
I know. And then he was like, so are you going to pay the bill?
And obviously
she can't because she just said she needed a job.
She's too busy throwing puppy parties to have a job.
And like, and I don't understand when people are like, why don't you guys are mean to Raquel? Why don't you like her? I'm like, what is there to like about her?
It's like, women have been in the workplace. Where have you been?
She's just like the look she gave at the end of that interview, like when she stopped talking.
Yeah,
she was like,
blink.
It's like, did she think she looked cute? But it was like a lot. It's just like forced. Don't just be you. I think that's it.
She is just being her.
Well.
That's the worst part. I think she needs to shift gears.
Then don't be you. Stop the blank stares and the blinking.
Oof.
Let your eyeballs go dry.
I can't. I can't.
Can't wait to see that outfit though.
I mean, spoilers. but I was loving Lisa's bong moment tonight. That was my favorite.
Yes. but the blowjob lip.
That image,
like, will dream.
I will dream of it tonight, probably.
I can still see it very clearly with the pink, like, lip gloss and then the...
It was not a good look.
Like, whoa, I was not expecting him to be that big and I have to do what to this thing right now?
You know, Ken took a screenshot and he like has it in his phone and it's like framed in their S&M room.
Ew! She never had sex. She never has sex. There's no way.
On the birthday, she's all about that.
I should probably pay some other girl to come in so she doesn't have to deal with it. I'm telling you, she never has sex. Poor Ken. No. A Raquel well, no, I don't
That's
know.
Who oh, she she's hires. Yeah.
Oh my God. Trying to think about Ken having sex with Raquel is not cute. That's not what I want.
She's working at CERNO, you guys.
I'm sorry that I spoiled this somehow. Tea time.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I want to work at CER. Give me a job. Dang.
Right? Well, let's get into tea time.
Okay.
Tea time. Okay. So, as Katie so eloquently told us.
Sorry.
Raquel is now working at CER. We have a photo of her on her first day at work.
Oh gosh. Mm-hmm.
And look at her. She is rocking her little CER outfit, and she's like, yes, I'm doing it.
So she's a server. So that means she must have been a server before, because Lala's a host, and it's like, I feel you start off as a host.
Or in Lala's case, you start off as a hoe.
Oh, my God.
That was just me really trying to slip into the more tea time gossip.
Okay, yeah, I think we've talked enough about Raquel. Swipe left. Good luck, girl. Okay,
she's getting that employee discount.
She's getting an employee discount. Okay, we need to talk about this 50 Cent, Lala Kent, Randall Emmett, Money by Monday, Randall. Look at these gifts. Look at these memes that people have been bringing. Okay, so this one, for people that are listening on iTunes, it's 50 Cent, and it's 50 Cent shirtless, and then Randall crawling on the floor, and it says, where's my money, Randall? And he says, no, 50, no, because he doesn't know how to spell 50 when it's just the number 5 and 0. I mean, somebody else needs to learn their timetables.
Oh, man.
Have you guys been keeping up with the story? Okay, so.
Yes.
Long story short, there. Look, I love this one with Lisa Vanderpump. Money by Monday, Randall. The memes and the gifts online are so good, and 50 was just shading Randall. Okay, so a little backstory. So 50 Cent is a producer on Power, and so is Randall Emmett, and this is kind of where their most recent business encounter was. 50 has accused Randall of owing him $1 million over the course of the past few years that Randall has not paid him. Mm. So 50 decided to, well, actually, that's a side note. That's a footer note. Over the weekend, 50 watched a video of Lala Kent where she talks about how her and Randall first met, and she slept with him on the first date. She got a Range Rover the next day, got a part in his film, and then, you know, a clip where she's talking about how, like, she's not, you know, giving him a blowjob for a job. You know, she can, you know, suck anybody else off to get a private jet. And basically her hoeing around habits is what she's talking about.
It's a true Hollywood story.
It's a true Hollywood story. So 50 posted it on his Instagram, and he's like, fourth quarter, hoes are winning. Lala did not like that.
Well.
And she responded. And she's like, how dare you call me a hoe? Hashtag me too. And everybody was like, what?
Which it doesn't. No, that does not compute.
And then he played a few more clips of her on the show talking about how, you know, she doesn't have to give Randall a blowjob. She'll give any other guy a blowjob and keep her lifestyle up. And she doesn't need him to pay his rent, even though he's currently paying for her rent, but she doesn't need him to. She can find another guy for that. So after that, Randall started blowing up 50 Cent's phone, saying, please stop. Oh, my God. You're giving me a heart attack. I'm driving to the hospital
right now.
I'm going to die. Like, I can't. Please stop. Like, multiple text messages begging him to stop posting stuff. And then he's like, okay, if you want me to stop, boom. I'm going to say you owe me $1 million and you need to pay me by Monday and I'm going to blast your ass. And he did. All weekend long. Memes like this. And it was so intense. And it is Monday. And Randall did end up paying him. The wire cleared, and 50 Cent took down all the posts. But that doesn't mean that I wasn't living for it all weekend long. How are you feeling, Katie?
Okay, number one, the way that this man takes a selfie with everybody, I don't know what the hell is going on, but he just takes him like a dad would. Like, what is this photo that he took? And all of his selfies are like that with everybody. All the famous people, he's just like double chin, mouth half open. It's just not where it's at. Yeah. And so here's my issue with Lala. My issue with Lala
face, though.
Is that the reason I love her is because she owns her hoeness.
Yeah.
You're not owning your hoeness in this. You're being like, oh my God, Me Too movement. Whoa. You can't talk about sucking his penis for, I don't know what I can say on here. for a PJ, you know, P for P, and then be like, oh, me, hashtag me. That's not what the Me Too movement is, mm-hmm. sweetie. You're mm-hmm. making yourself look dumb.
Hashtag hone it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yes. Like, that's yes. why we love her. Either be a hoe and own it, or don't, and, or be a hoe and be quiet but about it.
The thing is, she mm-hmm. owned it on the show when yeah. she was talking about it and how she got a Range mm-hmm. Rover the next day and she only yeah. had to sleep with him once for that. And then she got a role in his movie and all this stuff. And, like, she owned it on the mm-hmm. show when she was talking to her girlfriends. But then she's like, how dare you, 50? This was a private conversation that I was having with my girlfriends. I'm like, on national television. Like, he has a clip of it. Like, he didn't record that on his iPhone. Like, it's on TV, girl. It is on TV. But I hate that she brought Me Too into it because it's like, you're diminishing what that yes. movement is. And right. you're like, the same reason we were upset with Billy for exactly. bringing the whole trans thing into it earlier in the season is it waters down the argument. Yeah. Right. And then it's just like, it's a cheap shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rivette, how you feeling?
Everything that you just said and more. I mean, we've been texting each other all weekend all about weekend. This. Like, this is just insane. First of all, I don't want to piss off 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it.
The fact that you couldn't spell 50.
He was busy having a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness. Chrissy Teigen even chimed in.
Yes.
And tweeted 50 and said, I don't want to piss off 50 Cent. And he was like, oh, no, I love you and John, but these people are just trying me. It was just too much. I mean, I don't agree with what 50 Cent putting everything online. I love it. And, like, we ate it up. But, you know, I'm just not the type of person to post a bunch of screenshots and everything. But Lala, like, it's just so upsetting. Like you said, own your hoeness. Mm-hmm. You're a hoe. You say it yourself. Like, you suck penis for whatever you want. Gucci slides, Range Rovers. It's just like, now that someone's calling you out on it, like, oh, me and my fiance, what we do behind closed doors. It's not behind closed doors. You talk about this.
Right.
Like you said, Zach, on national television. It's just annoying. And I don't trust Randall. Like, how many other people does he owe money to?
Yeah.
Like, I don't. You it's know, just.
I learned a fun fact recently, you guys. Randall was actually mm-hmm. the assistant to Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And how it all comes full circle.
Yes, yeah. And he comes across as an assistant. It's like he's mm-hmm. never progressed to being this producer that he says he is. Mm-hmm. He's based off of the character on Entourage. He's supposed yeah. to be Turtle, yes. if you remember.
Yes.
Which makes so much sense. And it's like he never really amounted to anything. Mm-mm. And it's like, who is Randall? I IMDb'd him, by the way. And, like, he doesn't have a lot of credits. And for how Lala, like, talks about him, mm-hmm. you'd think he's, like, freaking the guy that did Avatar. I don't know. But you're not.
James Cameron.
Your movie was, like, the worst. I'm so confused by him. And I used to really like Lala, and I'm not a huge fan anymore.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
It just all seems like they make it sound so amazing for all of us watching, mm-hmm. but it's like, it all just seems like it's for show. Granted, that is Hollywood. But, like, it's just being now proven that it's all, like, a curtain is up, and it's like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. I mean,
ooh, what a good explanation.
I mean, I sensed it with, you know, my experience with them last month.
Yeah.
Because they just are just, you know, they're shady people. But Amber Childs, right? That's her name, right?
Yes.
His ex-wife actually then also weighed in and mm-hmm. said the same thing. She said, "Ho's winning. Mm. Randy got what he deserved, what he wanted."
Mm. But to me, I just feel like for the money aspect, first of all, I saw that picture of him and 50, and I never really noticed 50 looking pissed off at him. But if he owed him $1 million, like, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And if Randall could so easily just give him money over the weekend, why wasn't this on his mind, like, I don't know, maybe a year ago to give him the million? Was he just, like, never going to do it?
Because he was called out on
online.
It.
Yeah. But he was literally mm-hmm. never going to give him $1 million.
He probably doesn't really have that much money.
Well, no. I know, but still.
He doesn't own a PJ. No. That is a rented PJ.
Yeah.
That is not a real PJ.
I guess I don't blame 50 because, yeah, like, how long has he been asking for this money?
Yeah.
And he was like, you know what? I'm going to air all
it
your
was
shit
an
out
accumulation,
so that you,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it's frustrating.
He got him to pay up, though.
Lala and Randall, true. I keep checking, and they're not following each other on Instagram.
Well,
I don't.
They never. They weren't.
they weren't. Mm-hmm. There was a point where she opened up saying that she that they blocked each other on Instagram.
Why? Which is weird. She because, did. She said yeah. it last year.
Yeah, because she said that people were commenting on her posts and they weren't saying nice things, and Randall didn't want to see that, and like they didn't want to look at what other people were saying about them on each other's posts, which is the weirdest thing.
I think
thing.
It's an excuse, absolutely, because are it's they like
even together. Is it a is it really a thing?
I mean, it's the you know the I don't want to say loser complex because that's mean, but like
well you said it's mean.
But it's like when you're feeling ugly duckling syndrome when you didn't have popularity or looks or whatever, and then you grow up and you gain some type of momentum or success, you still have that insecurity, and so you have to overcompensate by making up all of these inflated you know facts about yourself that aren't necessarily true. And that's why he has to have the young pretty hot girl, because you know he needs to make himself feel better and he needs to stroke his ego. That's why he needs to take selfies with 50 Cent and have Khloe Kardashian tweet out that he wants more followers, so help me get more followers for my birthday.
That happened?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they met at like a poker tournament.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
A poker tournament he actually showed up to.
So there's that. I don't know. I don't understand him. I don't know who he is.
No.
He could literally work in Wisconsin.
He's a
Yeah, I don't trust him.
Yeah, when you're flying on rented private jets, you're ripping somebody off. And in this case, it was 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. We'll wait for the others to come out of the woodwork.
Can't wait.
Oh my gosh.
Start blasting it.
The truth always comes out.
Lastly, in tea time, we have the Vanderpump Rules reunion trailer that dropped earlier.
Oh my
today.
Gosh.
And we were dying. We were dying.
Oh.
Just the screams and the yells and the hands and the... It was a lot, you guys.
And Kristen doesn't really seem to be the one yelling this time, which is amazing. Mm.
She yells like two words. And she's gosh. Just like, yeah. Like, that's really all she has. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to see Brittany like this.
I'm so excited to see Brittany. Mm. I mean, clap back because it's at James.
She's like, I'm proud to be a hillbilly.
At least like, I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah, just when I start to like James, he always does something where I'm just like...
And then James turns and is like crying, but looks like he's like, his face is about to explode when he's looking at Lisa. And she's like, you've got this.
He's like, I can't do it.
And I'm like, what, are you joking? And then Raquel's coming in
Sarah,
looking like a victorious...
People love our accents. That I heard Lisa Vanderpump imitate Britney's on the way in, and I just have to play this for you guys because it's so funny.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Lisa Vanderpump responding to the beer pong.
That liquid shoots so quickly down your throat, you can feel it land in your stomach. Have you done it?
Yes.
Lisa, you never did a beer pong in your...
I never did a beer pong.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, it was so good.
Oh, it's too good.
I was like, I have to save that for the show because that was too good.
Good. I'm glad. But I'm excited.
For the reunion.
For the
reunion. Oh, yes. Every single, well, most of the people sitting there, I'm excited for.
We do after shows for the reunion, right?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we'll still be here.
I like how you kind of whispered that, but like our mic is on.
Well, I just want to make sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm just really hoping.
It's like the best, it's the best one yet.
Okay.
Because it's so juicy from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
Clarence Kay says, Brittany looked like she was more upset with Tom than she was with James.
She did say, you're her best man, shut up!
But I think that's why she's upset with him. Because he is the best man in the wedding, and he should... Like, James is a crappy person overall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to expect him to be dumb and say stupid stuff.
Yeah. But maybe Tom's doing something, because...
Tom's always trying to defend James. I think that's what it is. And Brittany's, like, over it. Like, you're Jax's best man. Like, what are you doing defending James right now?
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Okay.
Or maybe just, again, saying, like, he doesn't know if Jax has really changed, because I know he said that before.
Mm.
But it's like, really, why are you going to say that one more time? Ruin her dad.
Billy Branch and Sarah in the live chat wanted to let us know that Randall did have a film credit recently.
Oh.
And it was Gaudy.
Yeah.
And it was nominated for a Razzie Award.
What is that?
And got a zero on Rotten Tomatoes.
What is a Razzie?
A Razzie is the worst.
Yeah.
It's like what you...
Don't want to be nominated
what
for.
What reality stars would get nominated for if they were in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a thing.
The Row sucked. That was the movie,
oh,
right?
The oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you said the roast.
I thought you said the roast.
I was like, he got roasted on Comedy Central. No, we gotta watch this.
The movie with Lala. It was so bad.
I haven't come to watch it yet.
I'm not even hating. I watched it, like, excited to see Lala.
Yeah.
She was decent, but the movie just sucked.
Well, yeah,
Was she naked in it?
I don't think so.
Oh.
She got naked to get in it. She didn't need to get naked
I figured that wasn't part of the deal. Maybe they were like, oh, we're already naked. Just come on, we'll do it like this, too. I don't know.
I mean, sure.
Listen.
Listen, guys. She works hard for his paychecks.
Works hard for his money.
Yeah, she works hard for his money. Predictions at large for next week's reunion. Or the reunions at all.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
Sorry.
I want to know why Kristen was crying. I don't think Stassi's going to bring much heat, but it's fine. I think she's going to be part of the comic relief, which is fine. I think we have enough heat with the other ones.
Yeah. I think she might be wearing the same green dress that she wore in all of the interview scenes.
Stassi. Oh, maybe.
Which I kind of have an issue with, because you're OOTD girl. Like, let's grab a new thing from the closet.
I like how you just called it OOO.
I always get made fun of for it, because that's how I see it on Instagram. It's like, OOTD. It's my OOO.
I'm excited for Brittany to get a little bratty. Thanks for the backup. You know, Sheena's just gonna be there, and I'm just wanting Billie Lee to not.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's gonna be something, and I kind of am wanting everyone, including Lisa, to put her in her place.
Didn't she say, like,
with bringing up the whole situation again?
Because she was like, I'm a girl, include me. What?
Yeah.
You can't just expect everybody to include you and stuff because you're a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would get invited to a lot more if that were the case, but that's just not what's going on, sweetie.
And I'm excited for Schwartzy because he gets a little riled up for a second, if you notice.
I didn't.
He gets up out of his seat and he's like, well, I don't know
he's
what
like,
he says.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Oh. My heart. I love him. I don't want to see Raquel. I'm dreading that.
That
moment.
Outfit was like, what?
I don't want to see her. I don't want to see her do a twirl. She does a twirl. Anything.
I love
it. She looks like a jellyfish.
I live for it. I want to be a fly on the wall in their relationship. I want to see what the heck goes on.
You would get so bored so fast.
You would get bored and you would realize that they're actually not in a relationship.
Yeah, that he's like doing Logan in the bathroom.
He also it's did live with that weird old man for a while. That was
called a sugar daddy.
Yeah, Lala knows.
He's like, you're going to go to lunch with me? And he was
That's why Lala and Jane were such good friends. Because they were down the same path of wanting the same thing.
Yeah. They probably don't even sleep in the same beds.
Oh, probably not. I love how Raquel was like, well, we're going to know now if you cheated on me or ever have a story like that again because we live together and we're going to be around all the time.
Like, it's so easy to leave and cheat on you really quick and come back.
He could say, oh, I have a gig.
I'm DJing tonight. DJ James Kennedy.
That was so good. Oh, my God, Zach.
That was really good. That was the best impression I've ever heard. Welcome, James. He's in the studio tonight.
DJ James Kennedy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man. I hope they scream it's not about the pasta during the reunion. I want that to live on forever.
Forever.
Just forever and ever.
And Jax and James get all excited. At least no one, Teresa Giudice, pushed Andy down. Like, let's be real, because...
But they get up, and Andy has to get up and be like...
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Where's security?
Hold me back.
I'll be it. Well, should we crown our pumpkin of the season?
Yes. Oh. This is a hard one.
Y'all gonna hate mine.
Katie.
Please guess.
If you say James one more time.
Oh my gosh. No.
Katie!
No.
So,
yeah.
I shall give my Pumptini to Bambi and James.
What?
I'm so mad.
Why? What did they give you? What did they give
what? Pure entertainment. I live for whatever the heck is going to come from them next. It's boring. It's incredible. Her eyes. He's like mean, but he's not. I want to give him a hug. I want to punch him in the face.
I'm sleeping right now.
I mean, I'm sorry. This is how I feel. To me, everybody else was no. No, this was it.
Do you, everyone else didn't stand up enough?
Not, I mean, don't you think that they really stand out in the season?
Are you
joking?
Not in a great way.
Somebody in the comments
help me. It's like when you're walking down the street and you see dog poop and you're like, that stands out, but it's like not great.
No, I'm not saying, noises out of my mouth.
Swipe left, Raquel.
No, I like them.
Wow.
Sorry.
It's fine,
yours is shocking.
Guess.
I read it on your paper. I wouldn't have expected you to pick this one. I know.
Okay, all right.
You guys thought it was going to be someone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's not?
No.
It's not. My Pumptini of the season is not Tom Schwartz.
Oh.
It is Jax Taylor.
Oh.
I love Jax Taylor. He is grown up so much. I know he's made a few comments that has upset our panel and our viewers, but, you know, I feel like he means well. He has grown. He has not lied. He is faithful.
You are defending James Kennedy. Yeah, there is no way you can question her morals. I can, but you can't.
Yeah, you can judge me.
I'm allowed
to not
like Jax this season, even though I'm probably the only one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he's a work in progress, but he's progressing. And I applaud Jax for that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's only going to be a minute.
I'm picking Beau and Stassi.
Mm. Yeah. Cute. That's a good one.
Oh my gosh, guys. Thank you. I just think Beau really showed up how a man should be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And just like really support the person for who they are and not wanting to change them. And Stassi just had a lot of great successes, which was just nice to see.
See, that was going to be mine until you stole it.
I didn't know.
So
did
I think
you have a
at this point, my Pumptini for the season is going to go to the damn penguin. Because it means no harm, but it made an entrance, and it's going to be collateral damage between Sheena and poor Adam.
Oh, I should give mine to Adam.
I wonder how much a penguin is at the...
$1,000.
It's a grand?
$1,000.
I thought it'd be more.
Well, do they at least give it to the penguin?
No, well, no, I don't know.
Like, does the penguin get an extra fish?
No, I think you like the money goes to like the aquarium or the zoo or whatever, and like helps.
Yeah.
Feed them in their training lessons or whatever.
Oh, that was a lot, you guys.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Well,
it was.
Bless I do have all. A little bit of news myself.
Oh.
I'm pregnant. No, I'm kidding. I'm not pregnant, but I have decided that after the reunions, this will be my last time on the Vanderpump Rules After Show. I will not be back next season, but I am very happy to pass the baton on to whoever gets to fill this seat next season.
Why? Where are you going?
I think with every opportunity that you're given, with every project, you know, it comes to a completion, and you move on to the next level, and I'm at the place where I'm ready to move on to the next level.
Did they fire you?
I'm grateful for the yes, they
fired me. They were like, you can't come back, you've done this panel
they
too
did.
Much.
No, I only did it for 2 seasons, but that was enough for me to get my feet wet,
no,
and now
it's only my
I'm
first season with you.
Spreading
you can't
my
go anywhere.
Wings.
He's not going anywhere, you guys. It's not happening.
I'm gonna pop in and surprise
you
later.
Can't fill your shoes, Zach.
Yeah, no.
It's not gonna happen.
You can still follow me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet.
I don't agree with Zach Peters.
I did not see this coming.
You can follow me at Just Plain Zach and keep up with me this week for the next 3 reunions and afterwards.
Yes. We are so excited to go through these reunions with you guys. Mm-hmm. Follow me at SSerio. Mm-hmm. I am Sarah Serio.
And you can follow me at Rivette Soro. I hope to be back next season. I don't know if they want me back, but like, hopefully.
See, the key is to just quit before they fire you.
And you can follow me everywhere at Little Baby Kates. Check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday on iTunes and everywhere you can listen to podcasts. And I'm just so mad at you.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.